Welcome. It's another podcast from cheapwinefinder.com. I'm Domain Dave. What we do is we write up three times a week a value-priced wine, and when we're done writing the review, we plug in the microphone, and well, here we are. And what we have today is a wine from Costco, which is the largest wine retailer in the country. I wouldn't figure that would be, but it is. And this is the Lucia Victoria Reserva Rioja 2018. It is $8.89 at Costco. And a quick check of the web showed this thing selling for $15 to $16 elsewhere. This is a 2018 wine, so it's got some age. It's a Reserva Rioja, which is in Spain, close to the French border, not too far. Specialized in Tempranillo wines. There's three different areas. This is from Rioja Alta, which is the highest and the coolest region, and some people say it's the most elegant of them. So this is a good thing to know. And the bottle has all sorts of non-removable things showing this is a guarantee, and this is a wine from Rioja. And Rioja has a bunch of different regulations. The first one is the classification is aging. And if you see Rioja in the bottle, just Rioja, nothing else, that there is no aging regulations. And then if you see Crianza, that's 1 year in oak and at least 6 months in the bottle. And this is a Reserva, and this is 3 years aging, and two of which happen to be in oak, and like one could be in the bottle or whatever. This one has 24 months in French and American oak barrels. And then there's a Grand Reserva, which is 5 years in oak. And those are, you know, they're well-aged wines. And typically speaking, in the value price category, you're going to find Crianzas, which are really nice because they've got a little bit of oak aging to them. They got a little bit of good structure to them, but they're still young and alive. So to get a Reserva for under $10 is kind of cool. You know, I mean, you don't find that all the time. I mean, it's one of the things about Costco. I mean, this wine got 91 points from James Suckling, who was the number one wine reviewer in the country, in the world, really. And he gave it above 90 points, and you can get it for less than $9. I'm going to take a sip. Okay, this had 2 years in the barrel, and it was picked in the fall of 2018. So 1920, you know, is when it got bottled. So it's been aging in a bottle for another 3.5 years. And it tastes kind of young and alive. You would not think, oh, this is an aged wine, but it does have that little bit of depth of flavor that you get from that. You know, that's one thing with wine. There's one thing you can't fake. You can put coloring in the wine to make it look a certain color. You can do tricks with oak flavoring. You can do all that, but you can't fake age. And this one's got it. And it's kind of nice. I mean, like I said, typically speaking, you get the Reserva, less age. But here, for even a cheaper than you can find a Reserva, you're getting, or a Crianza, excuse me. For usually you get Crianza. And here you're getting a Reserva for less than the Crianza price, which is excellent. The only thing I can tell or look at by the wine that I think it's a aged wine is the coloring starting to kind of mellow out a little bit. It doesn't have that as much of a vibrant color, but it's not to say it's not a vibrant color. Just if I'm looking for something to make this an older wine, that's about it. Because it tastes great. I think I just took my third sip. If you're not into Rioja, you should be. Back in the middle of the 1800s, when France was having all of its issues with flax run, the vineyards were a complete mess. You couldn't count on any vintage to actually come through, and the last thing you want to do to a Frenchman is take away their wine. Rioja was the one that came to the rescue. Rioja didn't have the problems in the vineyards. And that's when the Rioja really came. Before that, it was kind of a Spanish thing. The world didn't know about it as much. France had French wine, and they, you know, everything was, this is mine, that's yours. But back in France's troubles is when Rioja kind of blossomed, as it were. And it's been great ever since. And you can get value-priced wines, really good. You get very expensive Rioja wines. You can spend a fortune on them if you want to, but you can get really good wines. But like this one for $8.89. But this is, you know, a little bit more than usual. But you can find really good Rioja wines, and Tempranillo is a really tasty grape. It is the grape of Spain. You know, it is like what is Cabernet Sauvignon or is to Bordeaux, or the Pinot Noir and Chardonnay is to Bordeaux, to Burgundy, I mean. But this is to Spain. This is one of the great grapes of the world. I'm going to take another sip. That's, I think, my fourth one. You know, I guess I always used to say I don't give stars or grades, but I do take sips. It's a very nice, well-made, delicious wine. Did I tell you I could got it for $8.89? Yeah, well, I did. So that's all you need to know about it. Do you want a really nice wine with some age, which you don't normally get in this price range? And it's there. And it's from Costco, and you can get, multiples. At this price, if you like it, you might want to go back and get more, because I think it's just a special deal. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, cheapwinefinder.com. Like us where you like your podcasts. We got more wines coming like we always do. We try to do three a week, and that's it for me. Stay warm or cool and keep it cheap. Adios. Bye-bye.